Well, dear ones, at this time, it's my pleasure to be able to introduce Brother Brad Sweeney, who's going to be giving us the welcome address for the convention. So, Brother Brad.
Thank you, Brother Andy. Well, between this high podium and the tall boom mics, I kind of know what Zacchaeus must have felt like. But that's not a sycamore tree, and it wouldn't hold my weight. So I have to thank Debbie and Aaron. They made up a little step stool for me. Welcome. On behalf of our local ecclesia, it gives me great pleasure to welcome all of you, dear brethren, to our convention. It's so nice to see those Bible student faces and Bible student smiles that we haven't seen in quite some time. But yet, you know, there's some here we haven't seen for years. And just after a few minutes of fellowship, we start talking and it feels like, gee, we haven't been that long apart, have we? I think that the bond is so close. The first modern day Bible student convention was held in 1893. Conventions provided an opportunity for study, fellowship, and close communion between brethren that were separated long distances geographically. And 116 years later, we can see that it was the Lord's guiding hand in the formation of conventions. Conventions continue to be a necessary part of our Christian lives. Tremendous blessings are received by brethren as they spend time and money in traveling great distances in order to attend Bible student conventions. Furthermore, when the convention is ended, Bible students return back home to their home ecclesias, and they repeat to the brethren through pictures and words, study notes, or audio recordings on CD, the precious thoughts that they have gleaned, which will also inspire the hearts and minds of the brethren in their home class with the letter, the sentiment, and the spirit of the truth. Please visit our book table at the back of the hall. There's literature there and tracts that you can pass out to the brethren at home or on your journeys. And you know, it's fitting that we are meeting in what is called the Heritage Room, because those dear brethren that walked before us many years ago have left us a tremendous heritage, and that is the heritage of the conventions, which we so appreciate. Conventions are an exceptional opportunity for us to learn how to improve our Christian lives. And we know that there are three basic components to Christian living for those who have consecrated their lives to God. One is study. Study of the one and only divine revelation of God to man. And that's God's holy word in the Bible. And its fundamental doctrines concerning God's plan. As Paul wrote, "For we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, but especially believers." This knowledge of the truth should lead us to the second element of Christian life, and that is, of course, character development. Growth in the graces and the fruits of the Spirit, which we receive through God's Word, to be heart and character copies of His dear Son. And the final and third component of Christian life is service. Service towards God, the truth, and the brethren, as we let our light shine before men and strive to share that great gospel message. During the last 2 years, our local class has been studying the Berean scripture lessons on character development. These studies have been a great blessing to our class and has factored greatly into our choice of theme hymn and theme text, which Brother Arbor will be presenting this morning. At the end of this gospel age, we are living in a most favored day that the world has ever seen. But in contrast, our day also brings with it additional trials, besetments, enticements, and cares from the world, the flesh, and the adversary, which can choke the word from us or quench the spirit as we strive to live holy, sanctified lives, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And Brother David spoke to us last night about how we can keep this peace of heart and mind in our hearts, even in these troublous times we're living in. And yet, on the other hand, by God's grace, our day brings tremendous opportunities. We are able to travel great distances and assemble ourselves in little or large convention gatherings, to take a time out, as Brother David mentioned, and listen to God's still small voice, which is the only true source of bringing peace and contentment in our lives today. For this we give thanks, and this weekend we endeavor to use this time to honor and praise our Heavenly Father and His dear Son, and to comfort and uplift one another in this most holy faith. For there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Paul writes in Ephesians 2, verse 6, that in Christ we have been raised up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places. Well, through faith, as new creatures in Christ, even right here on the ground floor of the Yorkton Ramada, we are going to be raised above the cares and the spirit of the world to heavenly places as we learn and review these three important components of Christian living from God's Word through this convention, which will be a great blessing for us in these difficult times that we're living in. This weekend in convention, by the Lord's overruling, the thoughts that will be presented from the platform, the beautiful prayers that we'll hear, the inspiring hymns and testimonies given, and of course our sweet fellowship, are going to revolve around the thoughts concerning our theme text. And each one of you are going to hear a discourse that will seem just as if it was written for you. Each of us will receive a scripture or a thought that is going to comfort us, inspire us, and yes, even admonish or correct us so that we can do better in living up to our responsibilities of our consecration vows concerning study, character development, and our service to the Lord in our consecrated lives. And all of us this weekend can work together in order to be a blessing and also to receive the blessings. We welcome the children here as well, and we would like to let them know there are sisters here that will be providing Sunday school classes for them. And the schedule is on the back table. You'll see a schedule posted for the children's Sunday school lessons. Have you ever noticed that conventions seem to enter a time warp where our time together just seems to go so quickly? We plan and we organize ahead, months ahead of time to attend a convention, and yet just as the convention begins, it seems that right away we're singing hymn number 64 and we're parting much too soon. Well, I think this is because we're going to be hearing and speaking about spiritual matters this weekend. This is going to be a time that we want to pamper our new spiritual minds, our new creatures all weekend. Our class loves and we welcome all of you for your sacrifice that you have made to travel here in order to be with us this weekend in convention. And if there's anything that you need, anything you need help with, or how we can make your stay here more comfortable, just let anyone in our class know. And in closing, you've heard the saying that we know that the last convention that we attended was one of the best ones we've ever been to. And that's because the last convention we attended, the present spiritual needs that we needed at that time were met. And we hope that this weekend, through your participation, this convention is going to be the best convention that you ever went to, because your present spiritual needs are going to be met. This then will bring honor and glory to the Heavenly Father and His dear Son as we gather together this weekend. This is just one very small but important step to complete the present mission of the church, the perfecting of the prospective bride class who will mediate the making of the new covenant as kings and priests in the kingdom, which we pray for, which is going to bless all the families of the earth. We ask the Lord's blessing on these endeavors.